Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Hard times, strong people. Right now, Kansans who live anywhere near Waukini can only shake heads and wring hands as they survey profound destruction wreaked upon homes and farms by gust-driven ice missiles the size of baseballs. They reveal the tenacity of prairie residents. They don't lament, "Woe is me." Instead, they count their blessings. More than one battered resident has remarked that they lost property, but no one died. Even in the instances where people lost livestock or pets, they express gratitude that family members are well. I can relate. I was so relieved to hear my own mom's voice telling me she was okay after that monster storm battered her house and yard. Via radar, I watched that white mass embedded in purples, pinks, and reds as it cut a swath across western Kansas. I called Mom to be sure she knew it was coming. She didn't need my warning. Her Nextech device alerted her to danger, so she was already heading for shelter. Knowing she was protected inside her home comforted me. At Brownie Scout Camp decades before, we faced an evacuation through golf ball size hail. I recalled welts and bruises ice balls raised on young campers and couldn't imagine facing even more powerfully driven projectiles. After I saw storm-damaged vehicles, windows, and roofs, it was clear anything living outside suffered trauma from that assault. Following it, the true ordeal began. As people inventoried damage, they found shattered windows, punctured roofs, damaged siding and fences, destroyed lawn furniture, naked trees, and vehicles pocked with more dents than a golf ball has. Some even discovered that the knife-like wind flipped trailers, trucks, and grain bins topsy-turvy. It stripped fields of ripening grain to toothpick-like stalks. While those viewing devastating photos bemoaned their friends and loved ones' fates, I saw so many grateful responses. Caveats, such as others had it much worse, or it can all be cleaned up, echoed through social media. A friend with his own troubles helped Mom patch her broken windows. A cousin with carpentry experience drove over 2 hours the next morning to seal a roof so punctured it could function as a colander. He found a reliable repair company to restore her property. His guidance is a blessing because he has insights the rest of us don't. My friend on the farm, who noted that others had things much worse than she, brightened lives when she posted the story about her Great Pyrenees pup that found a storm-battered dove and carried it to her. She protected it and watched to see if it would mend enough to fly away. Distant and close friends smiled when she reported it flew off despite significant feather loss. Right now, it's hard to think about normal for folks living in this battered region, but like that dove, life will once again take off. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hayfley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.